This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Make us to see you more. Make us to know you more. Make us to discern you more. Help us, Lord Jesus. We want to see you. We want to know you better. We want to know your name. We want to come into your name. We want to inherit your name. For your name is high and lofty. We want to come into that name that your father gave you. We also, we want to come into it because it is our inheritance. You will lead us into it. You will guide us into it. You will help us into it. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 45. My heart is indicting a great matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. Things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Concerning the king, thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Who is this being that God has blessed forever? He's touching the king. He has been blessed forever. I told us that he's the blessing. He is our blessing. Somebody poured blessing into him. He is blessed forever by his father. And you know, funny thing, he wants us also blessed forever. With the same blessings that his father blessed him with. When you are blessed like this, you don't need any other thing to add to you. This is the real blessing. Guide thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously. Because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrow are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. Whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Another place render it is righteousness. The scepter of your kingdom is what? Righteousness. Thou lovest righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. I speak concerning the things that I have made concerning the king. You know, Jesus Christ is referred to as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There are things that God put together to make him. He said these things, they were taken from the ivory palaces. All thy garments, smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. The ivory palaces are heavenly places. He said your garment is not physical garment like this. He's wearing the smell of myrrh. These are spiritual substances, heavenly substances that God mixed together to anoint the king. Said, thou art fairer than the children of men. grace is poured into your lips. God made a being that is fairer than the children of men. God raised a man. When you say fairer, it's not that he's light-skinned. He's more beautiful than the children of men. He said he has blessed him forever. What did he bless him with? With the stars? With the moon? With what? He blessed him with himself. Because the Bible refers to God in Romans chapter 3. He said, God who is blessed forever. God who is blessed forever. What made God blessed? Is it because he has the moon, created the moon, created the star? No. In his person, his person, his being, he's blessed. He's blessed in himself by the things that made him up, by his configuration, his substances, he's blessed. God, who is blessed forever. There is a who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. Who is blessed forever. God is blessed forever. He now raised his son with those same blessings that are inside him. And he said he blessed his son also forever. The son is also blessed forever. Why? Because the things that constituted the son are the things, the exact things that are inside the father. His constitution is the constitution of the creator. They use the things that the creator has. You know, creator has things. The Bible talks about the things of God. Yeah, the deep things of God. God has things. He has things. And he used his things to frame his son, our king. He used his things to frame his son. Because of those things that they used to frame him, he said, thou art fairer than the children of men. You are fairer. You are more beautiful. You are good. When you encounter Jesus and you encounter his substances, you will know that he's good. You will know we are different from him. He can only help us by giving us the things that he has to make us to look exactly like him. He's so beautiful. He's so fair because his father made him so. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. God, who is blessed forever, has blessed our Lord Jesus Christ forever. And has given him to us. The reason they blessed him, he also was a blessed being from the beginning. Because he is part of the Godhead. He was the Word. So there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. So he came from a blessed realm. He was a blessing himself. He was blessed forever before. That is our Lord Jesus. But he came down because of you and I to bring the blessing of the Godhead to man. Blessing of the Godhead. He came to bring it to man. But he didn't come down with all those blessings. He left all the blessings of the Godhead. The Bible says he was made a little lower than the angels for the sufferings of death. Why did he have to die? Because men were trapped in death. And he needed to partake of them, of their nature, so that he can also die and then destroy him that has the power of death. So he came down, left everything, and he began to inherit blessings. Blessings in all levels. Blessings at all levels. Blessings. He was inheriting blessings by obedience. He started inheriting blessings. Blessed be God. You know, when you talk about God, the realm of God is the realm of blessings. Blessed be the God and Father. He fathered our Lord Jesus. He said he's the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus. You know the process of making God your God and making him your Father. You go through processes. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus. So Jesus Christ was fathered by God. He was fathered by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. You don't just come into God being your father. That is what Jesus did for us. God didn't just say, because you came from heaven, now I'm your father. Mm-mm. What agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. And we walk in them. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Wherefore, these are promises. I will dwell in them is a promise. He's not yet dwelling in us. He's the only ghost that is dwelling in us now. We have not fulfilled the condition for God to come down and dwell in us. God cannot dwell. Me, I'm too chukuchuku. You will be choking God with your name. That fake name that Satan gave us. If God comes, we will give him unrest. We will give him unrest. If God comes to dwell inside me now, God will see when. He will see when because he has not yet blessed me enough to be able to accommodate him. He has not. He has not blessed me enough. He has not worked in me enough to give him rest. By the time I display the name, that strange name, God will say, Egba mio, molo, I'm going. But it's a promise and it will be fulfilled in us. He said, wherefore, because of these promises, what are the promises? I will be their God. They shall be my people. I will be a father unto them. He said, because of the wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. These are the conditions. These are the conditions for the promise. And be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. The unclean thing is the world. The world is unclean. The world is not the one you are seeing now, not the mountains, like the system that runs the world. Don't touch it. It's a condition. The unclean thing. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you. So God does not do ojoro. If the Bible says he is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, which means Jesus Christ went through everything he takes for God to father him. I will be what? A father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I'm still talking to us about Jesus. The Bible calls God the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. And what I'm telling you is that Jesus Christ went through these processes to inherit the promise. What is the promise? The promise is God being our God and being our Father, and we being his people and his sons and daughters. That is the promise ahead of us. There is a process to it. Now, what am I saying? He said, blessed be the God and Father. So God has fathered our Lord Jesus. He became his God. When he was born as a child, he was not yet his God. Because there are things he had to do, fulfill, for God to become his God, so that God will be able to also father us and become our God. So he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have established the fact that God is blessed. Who has blessed us? Who has what? The blessed God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has blessed us with all, not some. Because some will not do the job. It is all that he blessed the Son with. That is why the Son is so exalted. That is why the Son is a throne being. That is why the Son is referred to as God, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So you see the blessings that they blessed Jesus with. He said what? All his garments smell of what? Myrrh, aloe, and cassia. From what? Ivory palaces. the ointments, the substances that they used in framing him, they were taken from high places. Ivory palaces. Ivory palaces. Not from this earth. When he was resurrected, the Bible says God, he was made higher than the heavens. Because the substances that framed him are from ivory palaces, heavenly places. Not this heaven, present heaven. He was made so much better than the angels. Made higher than the heavens. That's Hebrews chapter 7. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made. When they make something, means that thing went through processes. He allowed himself to be made. He was made so much what? Higher. He was made higher than the heavens. That is the Jesus we're talking about. Higher than the heavens by substances that were fetched from high heavens. Heavens, not the heavens of the present. Higher than the heavens. His substances are from beyond the heavens that we know about. He was made so much better than the angels. That's Hebrews chapter 1. Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The substances that made our king are substances of heaven, things of God himself. And the Bible now says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Everything he poured into the Son, they are meant for us. Everything he poured into the Son, they are meant for us. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. When you talk about the Son, you talk about heavenly places. The Son is not a being of this earth. It's not even a being of the heavens of angels. Because his substances are not from the heavens of angels. His substances are from the heavens. Heavens to come. No wonder someone said somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you visit him? All these substances we are talking about. All these substances from what? The ivory palaces. They are meant for you and I. Our king embodied everything by obedience, by cooperating with God. May God cause us to cooperate with him. May God cause us to yield to him. You know what I see that God wants us to do this year? He wants us to begin to lay hold on the realities of these things. We will not just be saying them. We will inherit them indeed. We will embody them indeed. Because they are meant for us. They are not meant for the saying. The reason we are saying them is so that we can hear them and then we can see and then we'll be able to run. When you see, you run. When you're able to comprehend what is meant for you, that what God has blessed you with are not the substances of this earth, you will be able to look down on the things of this earth, no matter how alluring they are. You know, Satan has embellished the world. The force behind cities. Cities were made for souls, to trap souls, to rob them of their inheritance. Cities are not just ordinary formation. When I say cities, they are not ordinary. Spirits are behind the creation, formation of cities. They made cities alluring to the soul, to draw the soul away from the hope, from the blessings that are inside God. Alluring things. They draw the eyes, they draw the mind, they draw the soul. Inside cities are paintings of what you can become. True or false? Paintings. Cities paint to you a hope. Cities paint to you images that you can run after for the rest of your life to want to become. Cities, they are the house of pride. Pride of life. Elevation, haughtiness of spirit. Cities offer that by their paintings. You see what you can become in cities. People run to cities because of becoming something. God is exposing the lies of Satan so that our souls can be made free. When you see the skeleton of cities, you will disdain it. The devil wants us to exalt cities, to exalt what cities can offer as against what God is offering. You see, God is offering something that if God does not help you, for your eyes to see the hope of your calling. Because God is also calling us to come and become something. To come and become what the Son became. Fairer than the children of men. Cities are crafted to draw you from that. It is in cities that you find lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. That is what cities sell. To souls, to distract you from the blessings that are in the Son. The blessing that is able to make a man to be fairer than the children of men. Because Jesus Christ became that being as a man. By reason of blessings that were fetched from ivory palaces. Blessings. God has blessed thee forever. The reason for the blessing is for becoming a being that is higher than the heavens. That's the reason for blessings. Any blessing that is not changing you from who you are to becoming what God wants you to be is not a blessing. You know when we sing, Abraham's blessings are mine. Those days, Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, I am blessed in the evening. I say, Abraham's blessings are mine. When we sing that song, what do we see as Abraham's blessings? What in your mind do you think is Abraham's blessings? The cattle, the goods, the slaves, everything. Those are the things we consider, but that was not what Abraham was living for. That is not the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham was the blessing that God pronounced on him. The blessing he was able to pass on to his son. The blessing that made God to be the God of Abraham. It's not cattle, plenty cattle. We not make God your God. God of Abraham, he passed it to Isaac. God of Isaac. Isaac passed it to Jacob. He became the God of Jacob. So they say, the God and the Father, how many cattle did Jesus have? When he was blessing Abraham, he didn't say, I will give you plenty cattle. In blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will what? Multiply your seed. Blessings that are not quantifiable. The blessings that they bless our Lord Jesus with. That when he rose from the dead, they said, let all the angels of God worship him. What a blessing. That's a man who has been blessed by God. He was raised and fashioned to be able to sit on the throne. Said, when he rose from the dead, his father said to him, you are my son. Today have I begotten thee. Thou art a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. That is not an ordinary being. Blessings fashioned him. He's such a blessing. And the Bible says all the blessings that are inside him, they are for us. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All blessings God poured into him. God poured all blessings into him. And those blessings, I'm saying those blessings made him who he is. Those blessings made him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Those blessings made him blessed forever. They blessed him forever. He's a blessed king forever. That's why he's a blesser. He is the blessing. How do I tap into this blessing? How do I make these blessings mine? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Heavenly places. Heavenly places. How many of us want to go to heavenly places? How many of us want to rise there? How many of you are tired of dwelling in earthly places where spirits have access to you? where elements of the earth have access to you. It's a place of disadvantage. Chapter 3, he said, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Your calling is heavenward. But you cannot go heavenward except you partake of the blessings that are in heavenly places that are in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider him. Is he what? Apostle and the high priest of our profession. What is your profession? Heavenly calling. God is calling us heavenward this year. He wants us to come up. He's calling us what? Heavenward. Because that is where our King is. John chapter 14. He said, where I am, there they might be also. I go to my Father. And I go and what? Prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Are you imagining that privilege, that calling, that he wants you to be where he is? Where is he? He's far above the heavens. He has been made so much higher, higher than the heavens. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, is what? Undefiled, separate from sinners. Made. So it's in the making. Your going up is in the making. Your going up is what? In the making. Made higher than the heavens. There are things they used to make him. Substances of his making that made him. So he's making, by his making, he became higher than the heavens. So as you are being made, you are going up. As you are being made, you are going up. Being made is being raised. You are going up. And where you are going to is where he is. Higher than the heavens. He said he is going to his Father. And he said where he is, he wants you also to come to. Where he is. Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where your blessings are coming from is where they are calling you to. Blessings come from there. Let's see the reason for the blessings. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Are you seeing what blessings make of you? Can you remember the Son of God, the high priest? Hebrew chapter 7. For such a high priest became us, who is what? Holy. So these blessings, they are to make you holy. You see, the blessings made him holy. The blessings made him undefiled. The blessings made him separate from sinners. The blessings made him higher than the heaven. He said, according as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So those blessings are capable of removing our blames. No, we have blames, but these blessings can make us to be without blame. How many of you want to be without blame? How many of you don't have blame? Let me see your hand up. Nobody is free from blame. So we all have blame. That's why we need the blesser. That's why we need the blessings inside our Lord Jesus Christ. Is to remove our blame. We are to be without blame before him in love. Before him whose eyes sees beyond what your eyes can see. Before him who searched the heart, he tries the reins. What can remove our blame but his blessings? Our blames are blood deep, soul deep. The enemy did it, put blames inside us so that we will not be accepted by him, so that we will not go high. He put blame inside us so that we will remain earthly. Will be at the reach of spirits. They will do anything they like to us. You know, some people, when you see them, you know that evil spirits are wee-weed on them. They are helpless. But the blessings inside Jesus can remove those things. And he wants to remove them. That is why he was given to us. There is no blessing like the one that can remove my blames. What we call blessings cannot improve us. Jesus said, which man by taking thought can add a cubic to his stature? There's nothing you can do that can increase your stature. Not just stature in the natural, stature in the spirit, which is the one that matters. Our stature in the spirit needs to be improved upon. But it takes blessings to improve upon this stature. Ephesians chapter 1. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. These are all the work in him, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has what? Abounded towards us in all wisdom and what? Prudence. He has predestinated us to the adoption of children. You see, adoption of children, they don't just say, come, I adopt you, let me change your name, let's go to the registry and go and change name. No, adoption of children is changing our DNA. And it is those blessings that can alter them. And these blessings are in Christ Jesus. These blessings made him who he is. When he rose from the dead, God looked at him, said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is righteousness. Thou loved righteousness and hated what? Wickedness. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You and I are meant to be his fellows. And we are to wear anointing that he's wearing. Just that his own anointing is more than our own. What manner of man is Jesus? What made him who he is are the blessings that his father gave to him. Hebrews chapter 1. Who being the brightness of his glory. And before then, there are things that he inherited that made him to, oh my God. God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. What is he speaking to us? The blessings. The son carries what? The blessings. And those blessings can be communicated by what? Speakings. By his son, whom he had appointed heir of all things. All things there are all the blessings. All things that the father had are mine. Things that are from ivory palaces that they gave to him. All things that the father had are mine. Therefore I say, the Holy Ghost will do what? He will guide you into all things. Because all things are meant for you. Well, you know, these things is too beautiful. It's too beautiful to imagine that these are the things that God has for you. When you look at these things, you will take your life seriously. This hope needs to be painted before us every time so that we don't forget where we are going. Because Satan wants you to forget where we are going every time. He paints different images to us. He shows us things that we can become other than becoming this. This is the goal of every man. This is the reason why every man is living on earth. To become all that Jesus became. To inherit all that he inherited. If you inherit it, I used to tell myself those days, I said, God, if I don't lay one block on top of another, and I become like you, I am okay, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart. Nothing mattered to me like me coming before Jesus, and I am half-baked. I am not full of blessings that he has. I will be ashamed. There is nothing on earth to live for than to become like that man, that king that died for me to become like him. Nothing should matter in our lives like becoming like that king. That is what should be our ambition. When you say somebody has ambition, it's no ambition for this earth. It's ambition to be like the king who is blessed forever. Ambition to be like the blessed one. To be like the one who is fairer than the children of men. That is what to live for on earth. It is a failure to walk this earth and not end up becoming like him is a failed life. Is a useless life. A miserable life. What are you doing on earth? Not changing, not inheriting the substance, the things, the blessings that God has blessed our Lord Jesus Christ with for you. And you will not come into all of it in the days of your flesh. You are failed. Let it sink down your intestine into all your vessels. Then you are a failure. If you don't become like him, if you don't tap into all that are inside him, Jesus was a success. He succeeded. He succeeded. Yo, he succeeded. He succeeded. Yo, he succeeded. In his lifetime, he succeeded. He said to the Father, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. You know the way we count success. He own done better. He own done better. He own never better. For the eye of spirits. Spirits know, say you all know they better. Because you know they become what God wants you to become. They are the ones deceiving us. That our own is better. Because you drive the latest car. You wear the latest designer. They are all lies. So they are calculated to keep us on earth. It's a deliberate calculation by spirits. To make your heart pant for that which perisheth. Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perisheth. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his soul? Is your soul that is meant for the blessings? Is your soul that is meant to carry those blessings? Those blessings are blessings for the soul. They are meant to change your soul. They are meant to raise your soul. They are meant to make your soul become a son of God. People of God. It is meant for the soul. All the blessings in heavenly places, they are meant for our souls. When our souls trap it, our bodies will enjoy it. I am reminding us again. Blessings have been poured into our Lord Jesus for us. The blessings are meant to make us. The blessings are meant to raise us. The blessings are meant to make us who our Lord Jesus Christ became. I said he didn't just become it. He didn't become who he is by eating beans and dodo. He submitted to all the process. You know, I was just looking at his name. That name. Do you know that the name is meant for us? The name is the name of his father that he inherited. Philippians chapter 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's where he's coming from the realm of blessings. That's where our Lord Jesus Christ was coming from. Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. This is process. This is process. Process of inheriting the promise. Because the promise will make you of no reputation. You know we have reputation. We have name already. We get name, jaga jaga name. Satan exalts the name that he gave to us. It's a useless name. It's a jaga jaga name. And what are you priding yourself in when you have not become like him? Say me. I am that I am. Somebody don't deceive us. They deceive us big time. You say, I am that I am. Don't know my name. Don't know who I am. Who are you? Who are you that spirits have access to you? Who are you? That spirits, they know they respect you. It's only demons. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. That's the right they gave you as new birth. But there are spirits beyond demons. Spirits that culture human beings. You see some human beings, you know that spirits are put on their head. And then they will stand up and say, you don't know me. I am that I am. But this one is coming from somewhere. He became a man. But he knows where he's going back to. And he must never fail. If not, the second place of the Trinity will be forever vacant. If he was not able to make it back to the throne. If he was not able to make it back to the throne. If he was trapped, because Satan was ready to trap him, he brought everything. He said, He showed him the glories of this world in a jiffy. He said, all these things have been given to me. Is that not what he's showing us? Is he not showing us every day? Say, all these things have been given to me. And I will give it to you if you will bow down to me. He wanted to trap him in the flesh. You know he's doing the same thing to us. He doesn't want us to rise. Jesus Christ defeated me, but you are not going anywhere. Jesus has defeated me. He went back. Eh? He went back, but I will trap you down. You remember that angel that came to wrestle with Jacob? Jacob wrestled with Lue. He said, you must bless me. If you don't bless me, you will not go. The angel, look. Harakuni ma famous letter. Oh, my mum, my ye. Oh, my kobami. Koni gen law. The touch the whole of his head, this thing. And bless him. So that I get in law, my over kill a mommy. Can we worry me? Young girl, it was his alert. Okay, mom. Wrestling. Hey, man. You know, go. People will see you that is an angel that came down. Oh, Nilo, the only condition, bless me. You know that blessing preserved the generation after him. That blessing put him in the lineage of the people of God. When they called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Jacob, how are you wrestling for your blessing? You are wrestling for Guguru and Ekpa. You are wrestling for Dodo. When blessing that will take you up is by you. What am I saying? Let us wrestle. Spirits are deliberate about your not rising up. They are particular about keeping you earthbound. They don't want us to come up to heavenly places. Where the blessings inside Christ Jesus is supposed to take us to. They will offer you anything to keep you down. They will show you anything. Satan can use ministry to keep you down. The way you attend to ministry can determine whether you are going up or not. Satan will use the thing that God gave to you. He will want to use it to keep you down. Don't go up. Don't go above spirits. Don't go above the heavens. Jesus faced all these things. He fought them. And went above the heavens. Satan, we offer you anything to keep you down. Your place is in heaven. Where Jesus is. Made higher than the heavens. Made higher. How many of us want to be made higher than the heavens? How many want to stay behind Nisale when people are going up? There is an enemy that doesn't want you to go up. Yes, he offered Jesus everything. He showed him all the glories of this world, all the glories of this world in a moment. If it cannot tempt him, he will not show him. The Bible says Jesus was tempted at all points. Well, he didn't sin. So he could be tempted. He could have been trapped. He could be trapped on earth and not go up. If he had allowed Satan to trap him on earth, we are doomed. But if Jesus fought all his temptations, we are fighting our temptations now. We are fighting our demons now. We are fighting everything that is holding us down. We are fighting it, and God will enable us to win. What we need to fight are the things they are giving to us. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. That this is one trick. This is one way of escape for us this year. No reputation. I'm just saying, if you can pass this test of no reputation, you will beat every spirit blue-black. Because he wants to trap us with reputation. It's reputation that will make you not to be able to go down. It's reputation that will make us not to be able to forgive. You know his reputation? His reputation. You will not escape spirits. He gave us reputation so that he can be flying and he will be seeing us. You fly below the radar when you count yourself of no reputation. This is a secret everybody must hold this year. No reputation. No reputation. No reputation. No reputation. Tell yourself this year, no get reputation. I am a Mr. Nobody. You will escape spirits. They want to trap you down with reputation. Say, what? Oh, Mokoto Jenny, why did he say that to you? Who is he? Who are you? You, where are you from? You don't know yourself. You don't know. They want you to be down. But Jesus, for him to go up, he counted himself of no and took upon him the form of a servant. Are you seeing the way to the blessing? And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion, that's the creator of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he did what again? Humbled himself. Are you seeing levels of going down? That is anti-Satan. That is anti-Satan. Going down is anti-Satan. He's the one that makes us to chest out, so that he can hit our chest hard. Say, come on, chest out. Say, mire. Say, one year. Igu. When he says chest out, he says, mboni. Ileni munlo. Ileni munlo. Ileni munlo. Awa shegbu. You are under. You are flying below the radar. May God help us not to chest out this year. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. A name. Oloruko akwerire. That's where he got the name from. Oloruko akwerire. Jesus. A name above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He gave him a name. He gave him a name. That name is his father's name. His father gave him his own name. And he now said in Hebrew, I will declare my father's name. My father's name. I will declare it to my brethren. In the midst of the church, that is, you are meant to carry that same name that he's carrying. Psalm 23, he led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Righteousness, righteousness, so I can earn his name. I can answer his name. That name is not J-E-S-U-S. That name is image. That name is what? Image name. But they need to lead me to acquire image. Image. There are things responsible for that image. Those are the blessings that God blessed him with. Say, God has blessed you forever. He has blessed you forever. Bless you. He has blessed you with substances that formed an image. Image of God. Revelation 14. Having the name on their forehead. Oloruko akperire Jesu. Oloruko akperire Jesu. The name is for you. They want to declare the name to you. When they declare it, they are declaring the constitution of his image. Righteousnesses that framed him, they will declare to you, you will do them as Jesus did them. You see, that making himself of no reputation is a righteousness. His righteousness. So, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. His righteousness. His father taught him, we will act, he chest out you. What we use to senior our enemies is humility. His meekness, his lowliness. That is because of his Jewish union. The devil can never be humble. He can never come down. He's always going up. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Oh, atolonti degbe. He can never come down. But when you come to the realm of God, learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. Are you seeing the opposite? That is his name. That is how he's configured. That is what you use to beat him. When he's telling you, oh, more, oh, mento, jesek, tani, me. Who am I? What am I? Me that my breath is in my nostrils. What am I? I'm a nobody. From nowhere. Bring another one. Bring another one, then I will tell you. I'm a nobody. Hey, well, just tell yourself you are Mr. Nobody. I am Mrs. Nobody. Those are the things his father taught him how to beat spirits. His father taught him how to come up. Those righteousnesses his father taught him. He did them. He inherited everything about the father. The name that he has is the name of the father. And he has been given authority to declare that name to his brethren. To declare so that the brethren can come into that name. The name of Jesus. That is what the blessings are meant for. To create in us, to form in us a name. His nature, his image. And that image, that nature, oh my God, powers follow it. You want to make a man powerful, give him name. Name him. Demons. What are demons? You don't need name to cast out demons. You just need to believe. Spirits. Say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. How do you run into it? By bearing the name yourself. By inheriting the name, that's how you run into it. It's a strong tower. He said, I will save him in the time of trouble. Because he has known my name. He has known my name. He has known my name. That name is meant to be learnt. You are meant to know that name. That's Psalm 91. That name can be learnt. Before you can inherit that name, you must learn him. Learning his name is learning him. Is knowing him. Is knowing what constitutes him. What made him up. His name. He is a defense. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. It's not what you coat and put under your pillow. You don't put it under your pillow to sleep. Or coat it and read it to yourself. No. Thou shalt trample under foot. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Is it by saying, I love you, Lord? No. It's loving righteousness. Loving what he stands for. Loving who he is. Loving it enough to want to become it. You have set your love upon him to become like him. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. Are you seeing the way to deliverance? I will set him on high. Are you seeing process? Because he has known my name. Magbe soke. Known my name is he has known me. He has known me. This is what God wants us to swear to this year. To set his love up upon us. He has known me. He shall call upon me. Are you seeing secret to answer prayers? And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He has known my name. He has known my name. That name. That name is very important to God. Knowing his name is knowing him. Knowing what constitutes him. Knowing who he is. That's our Lord Jesus. We will know him this year. We'll know him more than we have ever known him. It is going to be our deliberate effort. We will deliberately seek to know him. I want him to be by my side. I want him to deliver me in time of trouble. I want him to answer me when I cry. When I call, he will answer my prayers. I say, Lord, I want to know your name. This year, Show me your name. Declare your father's name to me, because your father's name is your name. What is going to be the pursuit of your life this year? To know him. He wants to declare to us everything that he became. He wants to declare to us everything that are responsible for who he is. He wants us to come into all that he came into. Jesus, the King, the one who is fairer than the children of men, the one who is blessed forever. His father has blessed him forever. And his father has blessed him with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He is the blessing. He is the carrier of the blessing. He wants to bless us with everything his father blessed him with. He wants to make us whole. He wants to heal us of all blame. He wants to make us holy. He wants to raise us. He wants to adopt us as children. Let's talk to him. He's here with blessings. He's here with the blessings of himself. He will bless us. He will raise us. He will build us. He will take us up. We will know his name. We will know his name. He will set us on high. We will know his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.